Hello and welcome to the second episode of our new podcast series, The UK Immigration Debate, where we discuss all things immigration. My name is Ali Zaidi and I'm a senior UK immigration solicitor from leading human rights law firm Zaidi Solicitors. Please take note that all information discussed in this podcast is for information and discussion purposes only and is not formal legal advice about immigration law and should not be viewed as such. If you require further legal assistance, please go to the Law Society website for advice on consulting a specialist UK immigration solicitor. Today, we will be discussing the impact of the minimum income threshold requirement on families and the creation of Skype families. A Children Commissioner's report has found that at least 15,000 British children are living with single parents in the UK due to the impact of the minimum income threshold requirement, and this has resulted in the creation of Skype families. Also, research by the Joint Council for the Welfare of Immigrants and Middlesex University confirms that half the adult population in the UK would not satisfy the threshold requirement. This requirement was introduced in 2012 by the coalition government, and I believe it was introduced for only one reason: to reduce net immigration. And I believe this was the primary goal. Unfortunately, it appears we are now living in a Big Brother state, where we are forced to marry partners within the UK and European Union. And marrying overseas, for many of us, is now merely a pipe dream. The impact of the threshold requirement has created Skype kids, and this means that only meaningful interaction or communication between a father and his child is through a video service known as Skype. And in essence, children are growing up without their fathers. The threshold requirement is driving families apart and has resulted in couples separating and even divorcing. Couples have also suffered from stress, anxiety, and depression, and the effect on the children's emotional and physical development is extremely worrying. Studies have revealed that children growing up in a nuclear family with a loving, warm, and stable environment are more likely to be productive and more well-rounded individuals. Therefore, the threshold requirement has destroyed the fabric of British society, and the best interests of children have not been considered. And unfortunately, this should have been the primary consideration when they introduced these rules. The threshold requirement has affected even British citizens living abroad, especially those who have been in long-term relationships with non-EA nationals and have experienced great difficulty in returning to the UK because they may have been on low wages abroad, and as a result, they do not satisfy the 18,600 requirement. I believe that the rules fails to address the rights of British nationals working abroad. And if one compares this to EEA nationals who have exercised EEA treaty rights, come to the UK and then apply, and then the applicant overseas applies for an EEA family permit, for them, it's much easier to bring a non-EEA national over. And the discrepancy there should be addressed because it appears to be much easier for EEA nationals rather than British nationals. And that can't be right. Also, it has been suggested that the threshold requirement should take into account the differences in regional income. For example, the salary level in London may be different compared to someone who lives in Leeds. And that should also have been addressed in the rules, and hopefully the Home Office will consider this eventually. In my view, the threshold requirement is unlawful, is unfair, is disproportionate, and, as mentioned earlier, was created purely to reduce net immigration. And to basically continue the narrative that the financial threshold is saving the taxpayer money. Unfortunately, we've not received any hard evidence confirming this. Last year, the Court of Appeal ruled that the threshold requirement was lawful and they ought to accept that the rules breached the right to a family and private life. However, it is highly likely that further challenges to the rules will take place, and hopefully common sense will prevail. I personally feel that the threshold requirement should be abolished. Or, if that is not the case, that the threshold requirement should be replaced, the figures should be replaced, to a figure in the region of 12 to 14,000, and I think that would be a more reasonable salary level, in line with inflation and average incomes in the UK. The threshold requirement has, in essence, created Skype families and has resulted in the erosion of the traditional family unit. And I believe it is an evil and sinister set of rules, and is just an example of the Conservative Party's UKIP-style immigration policy. And I believe it's just a further stage to the creation of a Big Brother state, which is quite upsetting considering that the UK has always been a country that has welcomed migrants, immigrants, and was once considered one of the most democratic countries on the planet. But under this Conservative government, unfortunately, our reputation across global reputation in terms of immigration is not good. So if Mr. Corbyn comes into power, there could be a shift. And that can only be good for this country. You have been listening to the UK immigration debate. And please subscribe to this episode on iTunes to ensure you get automatic notification when we release any new episodes. If you have an urgent UK immigration matter, please contact Zaidi Solicitors on 0207 416 6673 or 01582 431 333. Alternatively, go to our website at www.ukimmigrationsolicitors.com. Remember to tune in again next week to our new podcast series, The UK Immigration Debate. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.